Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And before we go into the Word of the Lord, I'd just like to take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. God knows the things that you've been dealing with, struggling with right now in your life. And as we just draw near to the Lord, my prayer is that He will minister to your needs, that you'll be renewed in hope and in faith, and with strength in your inner man, that you will know that you and the Lord are well able to handle everything that has come your way. And let's do that. Let's just pray now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your people. I thank you for my UCM spiritual family, my partners, and the radio family that listens regularly, or perhaps just occasionally. Nonetheless, Lord, you have them listening today. And so, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, as it is written as you in your word, that it is your desire to meet all of our needs according to your riches in glory, and that you will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before you. Those that seek the Lord will never be ashamed. Father, I stand on your word that you will supply every need in their heart, mind, soul, and spirit. Lord, that you will move in the natural, material areas of need in their lives. And Father, that we will just be so encouraged and so blessed in our hearts and in our faith that we will want to love you more. Father, create a holy fire in our hearts. Renew the passion of our first love, that we will just in every waking moment desire to bring blessing and honor to you. Father, that's our heart's cry. Thank you for being with us right now, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Well, I would like to minister a message about two fires. There are two fires burning in the earth today. Unfortunately, as we look around us, as we hear the news and are aware through the medium of television, the internet, what is going on in the world, there is the fire of rebellion, the fire of disobedience, sin in the flesh. There is a violent, consuming rage in the hearts of people, and it is the fire of hell, basically. But beloved, I want to talk about another fire that is burning in the earth, and that is the fire of the Holy Spirit. That fire is burning in the hearts of the children of God. One fire consumes and destroys, and we certainly can see that, but the other fire subdues and glorifies. One is the fire of the flesh, the second is the fire of the Holy Spirit, which mortifies the deeds of the flesh and of the body. It purifies us and enables us as Christians, as members of the body of Christ, to truly glorify God. Paul counsels us to walk in the Spirit, and as we walk in the Spirit, and that's a matter of choice, we make the determination that our spirit man, which is where the Holy Spirit dwells, will be the deciding factor in our desires, in our attitudes, in our decisions, and we will not let the carnal man, our emotions, the things that, you know, our desires, or the physical needs of our body, the lusts of the flesh, we will not let them control us. Everything that God created is good. Our body is good. Our emotions, the soul, Every aspect of the soul nature is not bad as long as we will be submitted to the Lord. And that's what the Holy Spirit is seeking to do. That holy fire is doing its work. It's burning the dross that is within us. It's making us one in the Spirit. Beloved, that's the only way we can really become one, not by an agreement not to argue or fuss over our disagreements or whatever doctrinal differences there might be, but it is the Holy Spirit's work. As he cleanses us, as he burns out the dross within us, he makes us one in the Spirit, one with the Spirit of the living God. And as we serve the Lord, the fire of his presence is taking away our dross. However, there's that other fire that is burning in the earth today. It's the Adamic nature, the Adamic forces which burn in the hearts of fallen men, unregenerate man or woman. They have a fire burning in them also. It's the fires of the flesh. And the Apostle Paul was very specific as he described them. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, which is wantonness or lewdness, that which would excite lustful desires, idolatry, of all forms, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Beloved, men without God are consumed by their desires. They're driven by their flesh to rise to the Adamic heights, as one great preacher said, only to come ultimately to the realization that it profits us nothing to gain the whole world and lose our souls. Galatians 5:13 tells us, "Brethren, ye have been called to liberty." At a liberty to live for the Lord, to walk free from the bondage of sin, the true liberty of the Spirit, beloved, where through his help we are able to overcome all the works of the flesh. That liberty is not a liberty to sin and not a liberty for license, but it's the freedom of living in the kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The world is blazing with the fires of the Adamic nature. Whole countries, nations are consumed in hatred and strife and wars and inhumanities that defy description. Things we've seen in recent years in the news, 20, 30, 40 years ago would have been unbelievable, untenable. Everywhere we see men attempting to humanize God and deify man. That is really the thrust of basically the New World Order, that through enough technology, through enough science, we can literally solve all the problems on the earth. Every issue with the climate, every issue with weather, every issue with all the natural concerns, energy concerns, and basically their desire. In fact, I don't know how much you are maybe aware of where science is going, but they're actually seriously believing that they, through scientific advancement, can produce immortality. Right now, they're talking, 120 years. They definitely believe they can prolong man's life. This whole anti-aging movement, the bottom line is to literally see what they can do to destroy disease, DNA research, all sorts of things, really to produce immortality. They want divinity without God. They believe, really, let's get down to basics. Isn't that what the first temptation was? What did Satan say? "Ye shall be as gods if you eat this fruit." God's holding out on you. You will know, you have the knowledge of good and evil. Well, beloved, that desire of fallen nature of mankind has not changed. They want to be as gods. We've heard the liberals, the ultra-liberals, the leftists, the humanists pipe their doctrine of physical and spiritual anarchy. Then they've put their confidence in the arm of flesh instead of, beloved, the only way where you can really place true confidence, and that is in the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ, which were stretched out before the whole world for all of humanity at Calvary. Think of the wounds of our Savior for a moment. What do they mean to you? What do they mean to me? He was whipped so cruelly. That whipping, that scourging was enough to kill a man. He had nails driven into his hands and feet, a crown of thorns cruelly placed on his head, a spear through his side, that whip that lacerated his back. The whole man, Jesus, was brutally treated. Remember what the prophet said? He was almost beyond human recognition. And yet he said, "Father, forgive them." And today, his arms are still outstretched. They're not nailed to that tree anymore, but they are outstretched to receive whomsoever will. They're outstretched today, beloved, to receive you, to hold you, to care for you, to comfort you, to caress your fevered brow. Whenever he walks, the mountains bow down before him, as it were, and give him praise. The trees bow down before him and give him praise. The trees of the field clap their hands. The birds in the early morning, oh, how beautiful, they sing their songs of love to the Lord. The ocean grows silent before him, and the fields give silent praise, and the valleys give up their shadows in the light of his presence. Oh, the very clouds are the dust of his feet. Beloved, the hungry and the lost soul finds refuge beneath the shadow of his presence, freedom and pardon from the sins of and cares of this life. They can find life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. Well, I see my time has come to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. If you need the strength and the uplifting of agreeing prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. It's always a blessing to hear from new radio partners that have been listening. And if you've been encouraged, blessed by the radio broadcast, then if the Holy Spirit's moving on you, he has a reason for prompting you to write. And unless you obey him, you won't find out why. So I encourage you to obey the Lord. Thank you. God bless you for your prayer support. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,